Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Another hearing in the St. Louis lawsuit against the Rams and the NFL is scheduled in circuit court today. The city seeks millions of dollars in damages for the Rams' move to Los Angeles. The St. Louis group wants documents from all NFL teams relating to the move going back 10 years. The city of St. Louis and the owners of the new MLS soccer team will have an open house today on stadium plans. It will focus on the upcoming closures of the I-64 ramps on Pine Street, Market, Chestnut, and Ewing to build the stadium north of Union Station. The Blues hosting the Edmonton Oilers looking to sweep a four-game homestand. Scoreless in the second, Vince Dunn sets up Braden Schenn on a breakaway. Schenn goes top shelf to make it 1-0. Then in the third, it's Ryan O'Reilly with a great pass in front to Mackenzie McEachern for the goal. The Blues hold on to win it 2-1 and sweep the four-game homestand. Craig Berube tied a franchise record with his 60th win in his 100th game. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a warming trend starts today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-40s. It'll stay in the mid to upper 40s until Monday, when temperatures reach the 50s through Christmas Day. The next chance of precipitation is Wednesday, but that will be in the form of rain.